A new mobile phone landscape. What's in it for you? In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. The Justice Department on Friday approved the merger of Sprint and T-Mobile. The two companies say they'll provide better service if they're combined, but that doesn't mean the path is clear for this merger. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is following this. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
And so how will this affect consumers?
Well, T-Mobile and Sprint say they'll be better able to compete with AT&T and Verizon, but the merger would mean one fewer option for consumers, at least in the short term, and that can mean higher prices. Cell phone prices have already been rising, partly because T-Mobile isn't being as aggressive with promotions intended to lure customers away from AT&T and Verizon.
So what would this particular deal do to competition among all of the cell carriers?
Well, Sprint is the current number four carrier now. As part of the deal, Sprint would sell some of its prepaid brands like Boost Mobile to the Dish Network, and Dish would then get into the cell phone business and also have access to some of Sprint and T-Mobile's wireless spectrum, so it could create its own 5G network. T-Mobile and Sprint say Dish would be the new fourth largest phone provider, but it would take years for Dish to actually be competitive.
So what's left in the path of this deal before it could actually go through?
Well, there's a group of 14 state attorneys general, and they filed a lawsuit trying to block the merger. They issued a statement saying they have serious concerns about it. They're especially worried about low-income consumers who tend to buy prepaid phone plans. T-Mobile and Sprint went head-to-head competing for those customers. The attorneys general also point out that Dish is a TV company, and it doesn't have any experience offering wireless service or operating a wireless network. So they're showing no sign of backing down at this point.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer, thank you.
You're welcome.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer are headed to China today. They're set to resume trade negotiations with Chinese officials in Shanghai starting tomorrow. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more on what we can expect.
There's going to be talk of intellectual property theft and tariffs for sure. The U.S. side is also likely to insist that China establishes enforcement mechanisms for any policies agreed upon. James Green, the top trade official at the U.S. Embassy in Beijing until earlier this year, says it's also important for U.S. negotiators to realize that China's consumers are now buying much more Chinese stuff than even 5 or 10 years ago. He says, of course, China would like to have the U.S. market for its goods, but
there's some of a miscalculation on some in the U.S., that look at China's trade weighted GDP and say, oh, China's desperate for an agreement. I don't see the macro situation quite that way.
China has indicated it's ready to make goodwill purchases of U.S. agricultural products soon. But Michael Herson at the Eurasia Group says China will need one big issue addressed.
If the two sides don't come up with a solution for Huawei and Huawei's 5G business is crippled, I think it's very hard to see a trade deal reach completion.
That temporary general license that allows U.S. companies to supply goods to Huawei expires on August 19th. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. The Shanghai Composite Index closed down 0.1%. The FTSE in London is up 1.3%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are mostly flat, down in the 0 to less than 0.1% range, with the Dow future down 5 points. About 50 million Americans are 65 and older. People who work with older adults say there are many seniors who would benefit from volunteering, like a 77-year-old San Francisco man who has found a way to stay involved. As part of the California Dream collaboration, KQED's Farida Jabvala Romero has this story.
In his small kitchen, Imam Saber holds a butcher knife and trims one of the 30 steaks he's laid out on a cutting board.
All my work here for charity.
Saber worked as a chef at fancy hotels ever since he moved here from his native Egypt 50 years ago. As the meat sizzles in the pan, he says he's been retired for a while, but still loves to prepare meals for mosques, schools, and nonprofits. He says for him, community is number one.
God created us to be around each other and to be human to each other. And that's why you enjoy the life.
Volunteering can give older adults a sense of purpose and connection to others. Research shows it's also good for their health. And skilled volunteers are needed in areas like healthcare and
education, where young people need tutoring and mentoring and support. In areas like preschool, where we have a tremendous shortage of teachers.
Mark Friedman is CEO of Encore.org, which helps older adults volunteer or start a second career. Friedman says organizations often don't have volunteer opportunities that draw seniors in and make the best use of their talents.
There's a mismatch between the vast repository of talent in this segment of the population and perceptions of what they're capable of doing, about what this population has to offer.
Seniors volunteer at a lower rate than some other age groups. There are other reasons for that, like health and mobility issues, as some seniors no longer drive. Back at Saber's apartment, dinner is finally ready. He covers the food trays with foil and prepares to deliver them. A man of purpose, on his way to feed people. In San Francisco, I'm Farida Javala Romero for Marketplace.
Remember when we told you last week about that big fine and settlement from Equifax over its 2017 data breach and how you could get maybe $125 or free credit monitoring as a compensation? If you read the fine print, the details of the Equifax settlement say there's a limited pool of money for those cash payouts. If they're more than $31 million worth of those particular claims, roughly 250,000 people worth, those payments will get reduced and spread across the whole pool. Almost 150 million people had their personal information compromised by Equifax. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.